you've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its best. A bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Giving you some R&B blues from 1962 on the Satellite Records label, later known as Stax Records. Miss Barbara Stevens, who was born November 1st, 1939 as Boysa Stevens in Atlanta, GA, and she spent most of her career as a solo artist with Stax Records, when in 1962 was called Satellite Records, and she recorded several hits on that label, such as The Life I Live, and of which you just heard, Wait a Minute. And she also sang with two bands, The Gardenias and The Deltones. And this is Professor T-Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, giving you some soul music here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to give you some jump boogie blues from Mr. Roy Brown, who was instrumental in creating the foundation of rock and roll with rhythm and blues, talking about Love Don't Love Nobody. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Well, talk about love, it's a doggone shame. Talk about love, I hate that name. Love don't love for me at all. Love is the cause of my downfall. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. Love is the devil, but it won't get me. Love is fine if it's on your side. Love did me wrong and how I cried. Love made baby put me down, and now the news is all over town. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. nobody. Doggone your love, I'm through with you now, boy. Standing in the back door crying, love don't love nobody, love don't love nobody, love don't love nobody, love is the devil but it won't get me. She can't be old, fat, and 83. All I wanna do is rock at home. Love's the proposition from now on. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. Doggone your love, I'm through with you now. Love don't love nobody.
Giving you some jump blues R&B from the legendary Mr. Roy James Brown, who was born September 10th, 1925, and he passed away on May 25th, 1981. And he was an American R&B singer, songwriter, and musician who had a significant influence on the early development of rock and roll. And he changed the direction rhythm and blues was headed in also. His original song and hit recording, Good Rockin' Tonight, which was recorded by the legendary Wynonie Harris, recorded by Elvis Presley, Bruce Springsteen, Ricky Nelson, Jerry Lee Lewis, Pat Boone, James Brown, The Doors, and the rock group Montrose. Brown, Roy Brown, was the first singer in recording history to sing R&B songs with a gospel steep delivery, which was considered taboo by many churches. But his vocalization, his vocal style, influenced such notable artists as B.B. King, Bobby Bland, Elvis Presley, Jackie Wilson, James Brown, and Little Richard. And the years that he was active singing was from 1945 to 1981. And had Mr. Brown lived, he would be 91 years old. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to give you some more R&B doo-wop from Otis Williams and the Charms, talking about Dynamite Darling. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed bowl of soul music, yeah.
Dynamite, darling, come on and squeeze me tight. Be my turtle dove in dynamite. Afraid of you, 'cause I don't know what you're liable to do. You mix your kisses with TNT, and you make my heart go boom inside of me.
Dynamite, darling, dynamite, darling.
You're dangerous, you're dangerous. With all my heart, I know I will be true. You may blow up and you may explode sometime.
But dynamite, darling, I'm so glad you're mine.
Dynamite, darling, dynamite, darling.
With all my heart, I know I will be true. You may blow up and you may blow sometime, but dynamite, darling, I'm so glad you're mine.
Dynamite, darling, dynamite, darling, dynamite, darling, dynamite, darling, dynamite, darling.
Yeah, giving you some doo-wop, shabop, bop from Mr. Otis Williams and the Charms, who were an American doo-wop vocal group in the 1950s. And, you know, the group, which Otis Williams named the Charms, performed this song, Rags to Riches. And it was seen on, well, actually, it was done in a show called the Withrow Minstrels in May 1954, which was seen by Sid Nathan, who owned King Records, the label that James Brown was a member of. And Sid Nathan signed Otis Williams, but Otis Williams wanted to bring the rest of the group with him, and they signed immediately to a subsidiary label of King Records called Rockin' Records that was based in Florida and owned by Mr. Henry Stone, who was the owner of TK Records, the same label that Casey and the Sunshine Band was on, Jimmy Bohorn, Gwen McCrae, you name it, they were on Henry Stone's TK Records label. And, you know, from what I understand, Otis Williams gave up a sports career to pursue singing. And basically what they did was they came together and they created their first record called, in 1953, called Heaven Only Knows. It was not a hit, but they moved to another King subsidiary label called Deluxe Records, also run by Mr. Henry Stone, and they recorded several more times. In 1954, they got their big million-seller hit, Hearts of Stone, which reached number one on the R&B charts for 9 weeks and at the end of the year. And then it sold over 1 million copies, and their first recording to do so, and they were awarded a gold disc. It also reached number 15 on the pop charts, and it was covered by the Fontaine Sisters, and reached number one for the Fontaine Sisters. As you know, a lot of R&B records were covered by white artists or white groups, and even though those songs, some of them did become million sellers, they also became million sellers again for those white artists that were covering their songs. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and coming up next, one of the legendary groups from Chicago, Illinois, part of a pinnacle part of R&B and the soul music scene in the early 1962 to the 70s, The Impressions, talking about This Is My Country from 1968. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry. And if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Say it's my country. Before they give in,
they'd rather fuss and fight
than say it's my country. I paid 300 years or more of slave driving sweat and welts on my back. This is my country.
Too many have died in protecting my pride for me to go second class. We've survived the hard blow, and I want you to know that you'll face us at last. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country. Ooh-hoo. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, giving you some great soul from Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions, talking about "This Is My Country," and staying on that vein of liberation and dedication. Coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, going back to my roots, because once we came from Africa, America became our country. This is my country, but also my country is also Africa. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Mr. Lamont Dozier, formerly of Holland Dozier and Holland, that produced great hits for Motown. This is off of his album, Going Back to My Roots, talking about going back to Africa. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. We'll be right back.
Giving you some soul from 1977, Mr. Lamont Herbert Dozier, who is an American songwriter and record producer born in Detroit, Michigan, who has co-written and produced 14 U.S. Billboard number one hits and 4 number ones. He was born June 16, 1941, and he is also one-third of Holland Dozier. Holland, and you know, they're significant and responsible for much of the Motown sound recorded by Martha and the Vandellas, the Supremes, the Four Tops, and the Isley Brothers. And you know, they made a significant impact on R&B music and just American music in general here in the United States and all over the world, of which you know now as the Motown sound. Coming up next, another great, I think, remake of a song that was produced and done by Earth, Wind & Fire called You Can't Hide Love. This version I thought was a great version as well, by Creative Source doing their version of You Can't Hide Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You want my love and you can't deny.
Oh, 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 oh.
You know that it's true, but you're trying to hide.
giving you You Can't Hide Love, done by Creative Source. And, you know, Creative Source was formed in 1972, and, you know, they, you know, that group was managed by Ron Tosin, who was a member of the Fifth Dimension. And they had their first chart success in 1973 with this song of what you just heard, You Can't Hide Love. But their biggest hit came the following year, doing a cover of Bill Withers' tune, Who Is He and What Is He to You? And the members of Creative Source were Barbara Berryman, Barbara Lewis, Don Wyatt, Steve Flanagan, and Celeste Rose. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And you know what? You need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Ah!
From 1988, Gail Adams, who was on the Prelude record label, which was a popular record label back in the 1980s, and of what you just heard, Stretching Out, talking about, you know, after working hard all week, you just want to stretch out. You want to be stretching out, you know. And, you know, that song brings back a lot of memories because, you know, here, if you lived in New York City and you were listening to 98.7 KISS FM, or you were listening to WBLS 107.5, you heard this song from Sharon Redd, Stretching Out. And of course, well, I'm sorry, let me change that. You heard this song from Gail Adams, Stretching Out. You know, Gail Adams also had a popular hit called Love Fever, which was a really hot hit here in New York City on the disco scene. Coming up next, and I had just previously mentioned her, Miss Sharon Redd, talking about You Got My Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
giving you some R&B. Excuse me. Giving you some R&B from 1980 from the late Miss Sharon Redd, who was one of many backup singers. If you've seen that movie 20 Feet, you know, 20 Feet from Stardom, which talked about the lives of backup singers that sang behind some of the most fabulous hits and most fabulous people. Of course, Miss Darlene Love, you know, definitely, and other singers that have sang behind some of the greatest people. Sharon Redd was one of those people, 20 Feet from Stardom. And she was very popular in New York. In fact, what I didn't know about Sharon Redd was in the 1970s, she became one of Bette Midler's harlots. And she sang with Bette Midler's group, and she auditioned for that position because Bette Midler was looking to replace two of her singers, and she got the job. And also, Sharon Redd provided backing vocals for Carol Douglas, who in the 70s had this song called Burning and Night Fever, and she also was a backup singer on Norman Conner's You Are My Starship. But she was also part of this group. She was a background vocalist of this group, Soiree, which included members Luther Vandross and Jocelyn Brown, you know, and she knew a lot of these people. A lot of times the backup vocalists sang for so many people that they know each other, you know, and a lot of their success was because of their connections to these major artists. And on A Bowl of Soul, we are celebrating Miss Sharon Redd, who passed away on May 1st, 1992. She was born on October 19, 1945. And she was born in Norfolk, Virginia, and her father was Gene Redd, and her mother was Catherine Redd. Her father, Gene Redd, was a producer and musical director at King Records, of which I just spoke about, which was a popular record label in which Henry Stone was also a member of King Records. And her stepfather performed, Gene Redd, performed with the Benny Goodman Orchestra one time. And her brother is Gene Redd Jr., who was a songwriter and producer for Kool & the Gang. And as you can see, music was in her blood. So we celebrate Sharon Redd here on A Bowl of Soul, singing You Got My Love. Coming up next, we got some new 2016 R&B from Miss Whitney McLean, of which I played for you last week, called Bombs Away. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
I'm broken.
Yeah, giving you some new 2016 soul from Miss Whitney McLean off of her EP called Nothing to Lose. Make sure you purchase Miss Whitney McLean's EP, Nothing to Lose, on iTunes. And if you want to put, you want to buy the single, Bombs Away, you can also go to iTunes and purchase that single as well. New music for 2016. And coming up next, even more new music for 2016 from the legendary Miss Regina Bell, talking about imperfect love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Love's lucky, you know I need the rest.
Perfect Love from Miss Regina Bell from her album called The Day Life Began, which you can purchase on iTunes for $9.99. The album is solid. So definitely, if you want to hear some classic soul, some inspirational, purchase this album, The Day Life Began by Miss Regina Bell. Coming up next, some more new 2016 soul from the legendary Mr. William Bell, The Three of Me. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Last night I had a dream, and there were three of me. There was the man I was, the man I am, and the man I want to be. It's not that easy to forget all the love you had. And looking back on the man I was makes the man I am so sad. I want to be. It took losing your love to make me see. Oh, there ain't no room for the three of me.
Legendary Stax artist Mr. William Bell, who will be here in New York City performing on June 9th, 2016 at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, also known as BAM, for the R&B Festival. So make sure you get tickets for that event, and you can check out Mr. William Bell by going to williambell.com. And I'm going to leave you with Miss Jean Kahn. Beautiful jazz, R&B, chanteuse. Talking about, was that all it was? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Was that all it was? Remembering
Come to the end of A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. Follow me on Twitter, at A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul's podcast on abowlofsoul.libsyn.com. And make sure you go to the archives on the Progressive Radio Network website, www.prn.fm. Make sure you be good to yourself, be good to others, love your brothers and your sisters, and love yourself. And this is Professor T. Love, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.